Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Toronto, they go the length of the court, Ruffin tips it away, and no! Not possible! Not possible!
Taco Man Radio is on the air, baby. Live from the multi-million-dollar sports byline SB Nation Studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Guess what, folks? I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. For the next hour, we're talking sports, a little smack. I'll bring in some friends, and of course, I'll be joined by my all-stars and talk about the great Dominic Jimenez. He'll be here for Dom's Diner, straight up Dom's Diner, just a big hit on this show, one of the biggest hits on the network, no doubt about it. And we'll bring on my great, great friend, my good buddy. I'll talk about the great Seth Meyers. Of course, Seth always got something interesting to say. We'll hear from some, as far as combat sports is concerned. And of course, the heavyweight champion of the world, Stipe Miocic, the UFC heavyweight champion, successful last week. When they take on Danny Cormier, defending that title in the near future. We'll see what happens with that. But we'll hear from the champion tonight, Stipe Miocic, on the show as well. So we've got open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or you can Twitter us, Taco Man Radio. That's right, Taco Man Radio. The hash mark, Taco Man Radio. And you can send us a quick ticker. Straight up, you are tuned to the Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. Once again, open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And don't forget, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. If you're drunk and don't want to say something on the radio, I understand. 415-275-1613. The guilt-free text line, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio, Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Oh, too bad. Yeah, too bad.
Hey there. Thanks for joining me again. I'm Dominic Jimenez. You have stepped into Dom's Diner. I hope you brought your appetite because I've got some great specials for you tonight.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Winners. First off, Tom Brady. He's reached his 8th Super Bowl appearance. He's 5-2, both of those losses coming to Eli Manning and the New York Giants. That pass rush getting to Tom Brady and plays being made by the Giants offense. Can't forget David Tyree. Can't forget Mario Manningham. Some great plays. People call it lucky, sure, but the Patriots 5-2, Tom Brady 8th Super Bowl appearance. They'll be taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 52. And it kills me, because I'm a 49ers fan, and I think it's about time, even if he loses this game, I think it may be time to say Tom Brady is the greatest of all time, because at age 40, had yet another amazing season. So, Tom Brady, you're living life, you're doing well, you're my first winner this week. My second winner, Tom Brady's former backup, Jimmy G, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy GQ, Gucci Garoppolo, Jimmy Guapolo, whatever you want to call him. He's a man of many names. He's a man of many skills. He's also a man of many wins. Perfect as a starter in the NFL. But Jimmy Garoppolo, yes, he's the 49ers quarterback now, but he's already gotten $100,000 from the Patriots as part of a bonus because they reached the Super Bowl. And if they win the Super Bowl, Jimmy Garoppolo has some more money rolling in, a few more $1,000. So Jimmy Garoppolo, it's the 2017 NFL season, at least the second half of it, was the season of Jimmy Garoppolo. Everything is coming up green for Jimmy G. Maybe that's what the G stands for. It's Jimmy Green. Because everything is turning up Jimmy G's way. So he's my second winner this week. My third winner, the Milwaukee Brewers, going all in. They trade their top prospect outfielder Lewis Brinson and a handful of other high-level prospects to the Miami Marlins. Let the fire sale continue. Shout out to JT Realmuto. He's the last really high-quality player on the Marlins left. It's only a matter of time before he gets traded, and if he doesn't get traded, I do feel bad for you because that team is imploding. Anyway, they trade for Christian Yelich. The Brewers, they acquire outfielder Christian Yelich. He's a 300 hitter. He's an all-star. He's a very good defender. Very team-friendly contract. The Brewers gave up a lot to get him, but I think it's a great move. Christian Yelich, I'm a big fan. And then about an hour after that trade was announced, they signed outfielder Lorenzo Cain, another former All-Star. Now, yes, the Brewers have a glut in the outfield. Ryan Braun, Domingo Santana, Keon Broxton, Christian Yelich, Lorenzo Cain. All of those are very high-quality players. Obviously, you can't start more than three of the outfielders. There's talk they may ask Ryan Braun to move to first base. That was an area of weakness for them, but we're going to have to find out. In the meantime, shout out to the Brewers. They have a lot of money. They don't always spend a lot of money, but they're willing to spend to try and win. They just missed out on the playoffs in 2017. I like the Brewers going into 2018, and this trade helps a lot. So the Brewers are my third winners this week. And just like we learned in Star Wars The Last Jedi, you have to have balance. So where there's winners, there are losers. My first loser, the Minnesota Vikings. Yes, the divisional round, Stephon Diggs, the amazing catch. But unfortunately for them, that catch is almost going to be forgotten because they lost in the NFC Championship to the Philadelphia Eagles. It wasn't a catch that won them the NFC and got them to the Super Bowl. It wasn't a catch that won them the Super Bowl. It was in a divisional round game. So that catch is kind of gone by the wayside because they didn't make it to the Super Bowl. And the Vikings, their sixth straight conference title game loss. Almost Bills-like, except the Bills lost the Super Bowl five straight years, not five times in a row. It was five straight years. But anyway, Minnesota Vikings, sixth straight conference title game loss. They are my first losers this week. Second losers, Real Madrid. They got knocked out of the Copa del Rey tournament by Leganes, who sit 13th in the La Liga table. Now, the Copa del Rey tournament is a domestic tournament between all the clubs in Spain, both at the La Liga level, which is the highest level of Spanish soccer, and the lower levels too. So normally you get some exciting games where a lower level team can push against a higher club team, a higher level club, but 13th in La Liga, and Real Madrid couldn't beat them. It kind of just continues the season that Real Madrid is having. A team like Real Madrid, with so much money invested in the training, the coaching, the players, should not be in fourth place in the Spanish Premier Division, La Liga. They should not be in fourth place, and that's where they find themselves right now in La Liga table. Only a few months left to go, too, so Real Madrid fourth place there. They're out of Copa del Rey, and they get to go play a PSG team, Paris Saint-Germain, in the Champions League, and PSG is playing outstanding football. So, yeah, Real Madrid, losers this week. And we like to keep with the theme of losers, and good job, good effort. Not only are we going to keep it in the realm of losers, we're going to keep it in the world of soccer, football, if you will. Good job, good effort. This one goes out to Liverpool in the English Premier League. Now, we've spoken many times at Dom's Diner about how Manchester City has yet to lose a game all season. Well, if you noticed, Manchester City was not on my winners list this week because they did not win. The winning streak did not continue. The undefeated streak did not continue. Excuse me, they did have a couple ties, and they also had a loss in Champions League group play. But in the Premier League, they hadn't lost yet. Liverpool changed all that last weekend. Liverpool hands Man City their only loss of the Premier League this season. Now, you're probably thinking, why isn't Liverpool on your winners list? Why is it good job, good effort? Well, let me tell you. Within the next week, a few days later, Liverpool loses to last place Swansea City. Swansea City, last place in the Premier League. So Liverpool goes from beating the best, the only team not to lose in the Premier League. They handed their first loss of the entire season. And then their next game, they lose to the team in last. Yikes. Isn't it supposed to be where you beat the team in last and lose to the team in first? So, what was such a great week for Liverpool, Yeah, we beat Man City. They hadn't lost yet. This is going to be a great week. And then they drop the ball and lose to Swansea City. So I think it's only appropriate that we say good job, good effort, Liverpool. Right before we close up the shop here at Dom's Diner on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, we like to question some things that happened, whether it's absurd things or just a bizarre quote. We always love talking about things like that. So my say what, the final special of the evening on Dom's Diner, the city of Philadelphia. Now, yes, Philadelphia has some of the rowdiest fans in all of sports. We've seen them boo Santa Claus. We've seen them throw snowballs at Santa Claus. Even in the NFC Championship game, there was a video of Vikings, a group of Vikings fans walking to the stadium by a Philadelphia Eagles tailgate. And some fans were throwing beer cans at them, but they weren't empty beer cans. They were cans full of beer. So yes, Philadelphia has a very notorious reputation for being overly passionate to the point of destruction, okay? So what did the city of Philadelphia do the Saturday evening before the NFC title game, in advance of how the fans would react one way or another? City of Philadelphia greased up street posts, street poles, light posts, light poles, anything they could, anything that fans could climb, the city of Philadelphia and their workers greased up so fans could not climb the poles and cause mayhem following the game. Again, we've seen cities get not literally burned down, but we've seen fans just destroy cities. Even not even just when their team loses, but when their team wins, we've seen destruction caused. So, yes, it's ridiculous and absurd that a city would have to go to those kind of lengths to protect their own city from their own citizens. But, say what, because the city of Philadelphia, and guess what, only six Eagles fans got arrested after the game, so I don't know if we can put all the credit on them greasing up the light posts and the street signs, but hey, maybe it worked. Maybe other cities need to take a page out of the city of Philadelphia's playbook and start greasing up things before their teams play in big games. Maybe it worked. Or maybe the city of Philadelphia and their fans just were very reserved and all right, we won, we're going to the Super Bowl, we have some more work to do. Who knows? What I do know is that we are unfortunately out of time. Thank you for joining me, Dominic Jimenez, here at Dom's Diner. I hope you enjoyed the best and the worst in the week of sports. Keep it here, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition on Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. Until next week, we will see you again. I hope you have a good one. Enjoy the Pro Bowl, everybody. I'm Dominic Jimenez. Diner's closed. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get out of here. Peace.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance.
insurance, your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
The Trump administration is facing mounting legal headaches and a series of dizzying scandals, including a potential campaign finance violation involving a porn star. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. It's just another ordinary week in the year 2018, which means in the last 48 hours, it's been reported that the FBI director threatened to resign over political pressure from the White House. The president's campaign might have violated campaign finance laws when they allegedly paid hush money to a porn star. And the governor of Hawaii could not tell people that a missile alert was a false alarm because he forgot his Twitter password.
The public could have known sooner about the false Hawaii missile alert, but the governor forgot his Twitter password.
I have to confess that I don't know my Twitter account logons and the password, so certainly that's one of the changes that I've made.
Oh, my God. Why is it that the people who you actually want to tweet forget their passwords, meanwhile certain other people seem perpetually logged on? Although, heaven forbid we ever get a missile alert tweet from Trump. So people in Hawaii thought they were about to get hit with a missile for 38 minutes because the governor didn't know his Twitter password. And somehow, that isn't the biggest story in the news. Neither is the fact that the president of the United States allegedly paid hush money to a porn star named Stormy Daniels. And here's the thing. It's not just a sordid sex scandal. It turns out it might have actually violated federal law.
Did Donald Trump's lawyer break campaign finance laws when he reportedly paid a porn star hush money to keep her quiet about an alleged affair with President Trump? A watchdog group, Common Cause, says yes, filing a complaint today with the Department of Justice and the Federal Elections Commission.
Amazing. So there's actually a chance someone at the Justice Department will have to interview Stormy Daniels. And I, for one, hope it's Jeff Sessions. Now, Miss Daniels, you say you engaged in a... Oh, I can't read that word. I can't say that word either. I don't even know what that word is, but I'm definitely not going to say it. One thing's for sure, when Sessions gets home that night, he's going to answer questions from his wife the same way he answers questions from Congress. How was work today, honey? I don't recall. So here's what's been reported. Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, set up a shell company to secretly pay Daniels. And if that payment was intended to help Trump's campaign, it might have actually counted as an in-kind donation, which means it should have been reported. And it definitely sounds like the payment helped Trump out a lot.
Journalists at several news outlets say just a few weeks before the 2016 election, Daniels told them she wanted to talk about her relationship with Trump, and then suddenly she didn't. The Wall Street Journal also reports that's around the time Cohen formed a shell company to pay the porn star $130,000 in exchange for her silence.
Wow, so if they hadn't paid her off, the last month of the campaign might have been dominated by two people named Stormy Daniels and Anthony Weiner. Is it possible that the 2016 campaign was a porno? Are we living in a porno? Because he acts the way a president acts in a porno.
Immigration, crime, North Korea. Is it getting hot in here?
So Trump allegedly had an affair with a porn star and then tried to cover it up a month before the election by paying hush money through a shell company called Essential Consultants, LLC. Now, the whole point, the entire point in setting up the shell company was to obscure their identities. So how did Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, get caught? He put his name down on the documents.
Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's lawyer, created an LLC so that he could pay Stormy Daniels $130,000, essentially to stay quiet about this alleged sexual encounter. And according to the formation documents of the LLC that the Wall Street Journal is reporting on, Michael Cohen is listed as the authorized person on these documents, and Stormy Daniels is listed as Peggy Peterson. This appears to be a pseudonym.
Wait, he used a pseudonym for the porn star? But not himself? The porn star already has a pseudonym. Using a pseudonym for her and not you is like robbing a bank and telling your partner, here, wear this second mask on top of your first mask, and I'll just cover my face with saran wrap. Of course, by now, you probably heard some of the more sordid details of the alleged affair, like the fact that Daniels claimed that her affair with Trump included an unusual act, spanking him with a copy of Forbes magazine. The spanking came during a series of sexual and romantic encounters with Trump, and that it involved a copy of Forbes with Trump on the cover. That's right. Trump got spanked with a Forbes magazine with his face on it. And this is apparently the issue she's referring to. But it's not just Trump's face. Check out who else is on the cover. Look at Don Jr.'s expression. He looks like right before that was taken, Trump said, "Smile, I'm gonna get spanked with this." Now, on top of the potential illegality, there's also the fact that Trump overwhelmingly won evangelical voters by pretending to be a godly man, and the so-called Family Values Brigade was firmly behind him. So how do those self-proclaimed defenders of morality feel about Trump paying hush money to a porn star to cover up an affair he had just months after his son was born? Well, Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, was asked about it on Tuesday, and this will shock you. He's suddenly a lot more chill about all that family value stuff.
If the president were to all of a sudden revert back to some of that behavior as president, the evangelical support will not be there for him.
Yeah.
So it's based on we kind of gave him, all right, you get a mulligan. You get a do over here.
Yes. It's just like Jesus said to the apostles when they found him in a strip club. Bros, I'm going to need a mulligan on this one. You got me. Well, I'm going to need a mulligan. So why? Why are evangelical voters overwhelmingly sticking with Trump despite his apparent contempt for the values they claim to believe in? Well, true to the teachings of Jesus, Perkins said evangelicals like Trump because he fights with people.
They were tired of being kicked around by Barack Obama and his leftist. And I think they're finally glad that there's somebody on the playground that is willing to punch the bully. And
even though punching the bully, what happened to turning the other cheek?
You know, you only have two cheeks.
Technically, you have four cheeks, two on your face, and then the magazine catchers in the back. And Perkins wasn't the only self-proclaimed social conservative who was in a forgiving mood on Tuesday. There was also Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union. Schlapp dismissed the allegations, focusing specifically on the fact that the original interview with Stormy Daniels appeared in In Touch magazine.
I do read the Wall Street Journal, and here's what
But I don't read In Touch.
I guess it's not surprising that Matt Schlapp would defend Trump. He's apparently such a big Trump fan, he changed his last name to the sound a Forbes magazine makes when it hit Trump's ass. Schlapp!
That's it.
Schlapp!
That's the candy.
This scandal is yet another example of the rot of bad faith at the core of the modern GOP. Imagine if Obama or Hillary Clinton had potentially violated federal campaign finance law by paying hush money to a porn star. The right would have lost their mind, but the same people who declare themselves defenders of family values and the rule of law for the last 8 years don't seem to care about the fact that the president allegedly asked a porn star to give him a good old
schlap.
This has been a closer look.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Heaven help us.
Checking out the NBA scores for Saturday, folks. Oklahoma City was a winner in Detroit, 121-108. Orlando came up short in Indiana, 114-112. Charlotte came up short as well, 95-91 in Miami. Washington prevailed over Atlanta, 129-104. The Hawks were hot, not so much. Anyway, Boston came up short in Golden State against the Golden State Warriors, the world basketball champions, the NBA Kings. Of course, Steph Curry and company, 109-105. Steph Curry and company just shining, folks. They are ready to take the NBA title again. Nobody will stand in their way, not this year way. No way, no how. Anyway, of course, Brooklyn came up short in Minnesota, 111-97. The final game of the day was Denver prevailing and swooned by 2 points over Dallas in Denver, 91-89. So we look at some of the NBA trade rumors, folks. Of course, LeBron James is going to be a free agent in July. And, well, anything could really happen with LeBron. Think about that. Anything could happen. I mean, you know, he's dedicated to Cleveland. But he did his thing in Cleveland. He went back. He brought him a world championship. He promised him that. He brought him the world championship back to Cleveland. So what does he really have to – what does LeBron James really have to do for Cleveland anymore? He's done his thing for Cleveland. I mean, he has. I mean, give him his props. He's done his thing for Cleveland. I think it might be time to test the free agent waters out there for the second baddest dude in the NFL, NBA. No doubt about that. I'm serious. Put him – on the free agent list and see what happens. Maybe Golden State will pick him up. Imagine that. Golden State picks him up with the team they've already got. They'd never, ever lose another game. Or would they? Who knows? Too many personalities. Anyway, LeBron James, a free agent in July. And I think he's got the hottest free agent as far as the NBA is concerned. Think about that. He could be hot and happening. And guess what? Maybe New York Knicks. You know, the Knicks could really come alive if they got that franchise player. They need that franchise player. The Knicks are the desperate franchise of the NBA. I mean, they have that long storied career, folks. I mean, Dave DeBusschere, I can go back, Willis Reed, guys like that back in the 60s and 70s, and they sort of like been tarnished for a long time. They've always been second rate. The Knicks just haven't made it. I just haven't got their thing act together. Anyway, the bottom line is, if they were able to deal for a LeBron James in free agency, all of a sudden, guess what? They're a contender for the NBA crown. Seriously, any team with LeBron is a contender for the NBA crown. No doubt about that. Next up, here on Sports Overnight America. Of course, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. We come to you each and every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time, Sunday morning, of course, with the Taco Man radio show. But next up, we're talking combat sports, baby. Of course, boxing and MMA and the heavyweight champion of the world. No doubt about it. We'll hear from the great Stippy Milchick right here on the Taco Man radio show. Stay tuned for MMA next up on Sports Overnight America and Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Welcome to the Combat Sports Update, of course, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. We hope to have the World Boxing Organization president, Francisco Vacarcel, on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It's 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. East time on many of the Sports Byline SB Nation radio stations. Straight up, the UFC rocking and rolling this past Saturday night, Charlotte, North Carolina. I think it's the fifth time they've been to Charlotte, the first time since 2010. But they drew 10,000 people, 10,249 people, of course, in the main event. Middleweight from Cuba. The guy can kick. The guy's an amazing, amazing fighter, man. Ronaldo Souza. I don't know how he lost that last fight, but he's got these flying kicks and these flying knees, and he's just disastrous. Anyway, Derek Brunson is not a bad fighter. Derek Brunson can fight, but tonight, Derek Brunson lasted a total of 3 minutes and 50 seconds. That's all. Ronaldo Souza, the master of the knockout when it comes to the middleweight division. Of course, him losing that last fight, and that was a bit of a stunner. It was a bit of a stunner because Souza was so, I mean, everybody thought he was just like, he was untouchable, and that's what's happening with mixed martial arts and MMA. Is that nobody is untouchable. Nobody is untouchable. Why do I say that? Because there's so many different ways to lose. I mean, Souza fought Robert Whittaker. I thought he was going to beat Whittaker. That was April 15th last year. Of course, that was UFC on Fox 24. He lost by a second-round KO. I mean, boom. I couldn't believe it. I said, what the hell's going on here? This guy's supposed to be the baddest thing since sliced bread. Well, you know, even if you are the baddest thing since sliced bread, in the world of combat sports, there are so many different ways to win, to lose. I mean, you can get stretched out, you get knocked out like you were in boxing, you get beat on points like a boxing match, you can get disqualified, you can disqualify your opponent, you can be disqualified, you can win that way. You can win a submission. What I mean by submission is somebody's got your neck and they're cranking your neck and choking you, or they've got your ankle and they've got you an ankle lock and they're about to break your leg in half. You know what I'm saying? So there's all these different ways to win or lose an MMA match, and that's why it's so tough to remain undefeated for a long period of time in the world of mixed martial arts. Now, Ronaldo Souza, rocking and rolling. I think that's, I'm not really just ready to say he's a middleweight champion per se, but there's all these different guys that can compete at the top of the upper echelon of the middleweight division. And believe me, Mr. Souza is one of them, no doubt about that. I was so high as far as the hopes were concerned before on him, but, you know, when you get beat on a fight you're supposed to win, anyway, he's 25-6 now. We'll see what happens with him as far as his future is concerned. The co-feature, big name here, Andre Phil. Ever heard of him? No, I didn't think so. He took on Dennis Bermudez. Bermudez has been around the block a couple of times. He lost a Bermudez in a three-round split decision, 29-28, 27-30, and 29-28. So one judge thought that Bermudez won three rounds of zip. The other judges thought he lost 2-1. So that's interesting, huh? Judges split up there. Greg Gillespie was winner over Jordan Rinaldi, and Drew Drober beat Frank Camacho. Some of the other fighters on the card, you wouldn't know them if I don't know them, and you wouldn't know them if I mentioned them. Straight up, USC rocking and rolling, of course. They've got a card coming up on the 3rd of February from Brazil. And anytime they go down to Brazil, there's a Brazilian fighter involved. You know that. I mean, it's our hometown type of guys. That's where USC started. Anyway, Lyoto Machida. The dragon, they used to call him, man. I mean, he's so long in the tooth. I mean, if he was like an elephant, you know how elephants get tusks? His tusks would hit the ground. That's how old he is. I mean, he is just like, he's been around since 76, 78, been born in 78. So let's make him almost 45 years old. Not that good of a fighter anymore. He's just not. I mean, 185-pound fighter. But, you know, all the talents that he had at one point in time, they get eroded over the years because you're taking ass whoopings. And, you know, these are severe ass. I mean, these are not – you don't – when you lose in MMA, for the most part, you don't, like, walk away and go, you know, well, I lost. You know, and you walk away, like, with your head, boom, 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 pounding or something like that. You've got some serious issues after MMA fights because of the fact that it's full contact. And I've told you before, the residual effects of full contact MMA and boxing is not good on the soul. Anyway, John Dodson is the call. Oh, Lyoto Machida is taking on Eric Anders. And, of course, this is the main event, Fox Sports 1. That's coming to you for the February 3rd from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Good place, of course, for the UFC because this is where it all started down there. What, 1920, the Gracie started at? And you look into the future of the UFC. I'm hot and happening over not UFC 221, not Romero and Rockhold. I mean, because that's what we're going to try to do. This is a little funny. This is a little funny because they're going to put Yoel Romero, who just won last night, on a knockout. They're going to put him in with Luke Rockhold in the next card as far as the UFC is concerned. February the 10th. They're going to wait one card and put him in the very next card. I kid you not. Perth Arena, Perth, Australia, of course, was supposed to be a title fight down there. Something happened as far as that was going. I think the champion got hurt. Anyway, Mark Hunt, the throwing Samoan, the slowing Samoan, calling what you want. He's on the undercard. Of course, he's got to be 44 years old now, going on 90 as far as a heavyweight fighter is concerned. He can fight, but man, take the blows that he's taken over the years, and guess what? CT is going to come knocking. He's fighting a guy named Curtis Blaydes. Blaydes can fight a little bit, but he's taking on the very, very tough Mark Hunt. Tai Tuivasa, another Samoan fighter, or a fighter of the islands down there, taking on Cyril Asker. Jake Matthews taking on Ling Jingling. I like that name, Ling Jingling. And Tyson Pedro, the greatest name in the history of mixed martial arts, boxing, the greatest name outside of Pedro Fernandez, Tyson Pedro, is taking a guy by the name of Saparok Safarov. And, of course, Tyson Pedro, as green as he was, he was undefeated. He was knocking everybody out. But he got that last fight, man. He looked so green. How green was he? Avocado green, baby. Guacamole green. I mean, like, man, I couldn't believe it. Sort of like Volkan Ozdemir last week when he took on Daniel Cormier for the light heavyweight championship. I thought he could fight. Man, who conned me? What performance did I see of his? I thought he could fight. He couldn't hold up his hands. He should have been arrested for impersonating an amateur boxer. That's how bad he was. He couldn't have won the Golden Gloves. Anyway, Danny Cormier took him out. Speaking of Cormier, going to take on, looks like, Stipe Miocic. Miocic really has no challengers right now, that since he just wiped out the number one guy, Francis Ngannou, just beat him to death. Just beat him to death. I mean, to death, to death, to death. Anyway, speaking of Stipe Miocic against Francis Ngannou, let's hear what Stipe had to say post-fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, after five rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for a decision. All three judges score this contest 50-44 for the winner by unanimous decision. And still, the undisputed UFC heavyweight champion of the world, Stipe Miocic.
I'm here right now with the baddest man on the planet, the UFC heavyweight champion, Stipe Miocic.
I mean, I'm not the scariest, but I'm the baddest.
You're the baddest. It's unquestionably.
Oh, it's not matter to me. You're a tough dude. It's hard. Call me the first round. My own fault, but after that, I took control.
You fought the perfect fight to fight a guy like that, but there was danger in that first round.
Yeah, hell yeah, it was dangerous. That man was a dude. Look how big he is. He's a tough dude.
Undoubtedly. What, if anything, was different about this fight than what you anticipated?
Nothing. Everything was supposed to happen. I just wish I could get rid of meat hooks. He hit me a couple of times. You know, definitely didn't feel good. I was all right, though. But, got to get back in the drawing board and get better.
You made history tonight, Stipe. You became the first man to defend the heavyweight title three times in the history of the sport. Congratulations for that. And congratulations for cementing your position as the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world in a very, very tough fight.
Hey, it's W. I'm going to be a dad. That's all that's me right now. I'm having a baby. Hell yeah!
Congratulations to that too, sir. Stipe Miocic, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here with Francis Ngannou. Francis, the toughest fight of your career so far in the UFC. Tell us, what did you think about the fight?
You know, I think I underestimated it a little bit. And it surprised me. It was a very smart game plan. And, you know, he did it. He did it well.
You're very gracious in losing. You have had a very short but spectacular career. I'm sure you will only get better after this fight. Thank you for a great fight, and we look forward to seeing you again inside the octagon.
Thank you.
Francis Ngannou, ladies and gentlemen.
That's your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Don't forget, you can follow the WBO on their website, WBOboxing.com, or check them out on Facebook. The WBO, a proud sponsor of Johnny Taco and Sports Overnight America. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
Unheralded upstart heavyweight champion of the UFC, Stipe Miocic.
Stipe Miocic is the man. He put Cleveland on the map before anybody else did, and you got to give him credit for that. I think he's going to be fun to watch, just like I was talking about with musical chairs in the middleweight division. He's really made the heavyweight division an exciting time right now.
Talking a lot about you being tested. Do you look at this as gamesmanship, or do you think she's actually serious?
You know, it's one of those things that I don't know where that actually came from. Last year I was one of the most tested. They did a whole article and I was one of the most tested last year, and this year I believe I've still been tested more. I just never am the one that needs the sticker to put on my social media and let everybody know.
Tested.
It's like I got tested. It's the name of the game. It's never been something I've ever worried about because I've always been a teen athlete, no matter what I've ever competed in. I've never used a performance-enhancing drug in my life. So for me, it's like, oh, USADA's here. Okay. Let's get this done with so I can either, number one, get back to bed because they're at 5:45 in the morning, or number two, let's get this done so I can go train if they come to the gym, you know. So they were just at my doorstep at 5:45 in the morning last week. So it's just... it's one of those things, you know, I've never really responded to a lot of trash talk or anything like that or any attacks coming. It's the name of the game. What are we trying to do? I'm trying to beat you. I'm trying to knock you out. You're trying to knock me out. This is the name of the game. This is what we do.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny Taco.
People got to understand this here. We all can have dreams, but the dream will never chase us. We have to chase the dream.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Clock running, 1:10 and counting to go, but it's first and goal at the one for New England. They'll work up to the line quickly. Patriots, plenty of time.
Watch the quarterback sneak here.
Brady turns, gives to White, left side, touchdown! And New England does it again in the final 2 minutes. They've outscored their opponents 33-3 in the final 2 minutes of the first half, their last seven games at home, and they're right back in this one.
First and 10. They've got the ball with Foles under center. From the 41-yard line, a four-man front. The snap, the spin, it's a flea flicker. Clement tosses it back to Foles, who winds up, long arching spiral down the far side. Over the shoulder, catch of the pylon. It's a touchdown! It's a touchdown! It's grabbed by Smith! Double-teamed! Over the shoulder! 41-yard strike! How in the world did he bring that in? Cloaked with defenders! Touchdown, Philadelphia!
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
I haven't talked much about the Super Bowl. Didn't mention the Super Bowl at all. Why? Because the Super Bowl is all about Tom Brady. Like I told you, this college football season this year, yeah. Alabama went to the extremes to win, but they won. And it's all about Alabama. And it's all about Tom Brady. And if you want to put your money anywhere else, go ahead and bet foolishly, because everybody bets against Tom Brady. Everybody that's bet against Tom Brady has lost their ass over the years, okay? And if you followed me this year, you've bet nothing but the money line, forget the point spread, you're filthy rich. You're making it. You're making money. So let's bet the money line, let's stick with the money line, let's go with the money line, and the New England Patriots will win the Super Bowl, no doubt about that. We'll talk about that in depth next week, of course. I'll be back with Dominic Jimenez, and maybe I can get the union to bring back Zach Attack Young for one night. I miss Zach, of course. Zach is off and doing his other radio endeavors on different networks. But straight up, we love Zach Attack Young, and we wish him back real soon. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide here Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time with Pedro Fernandez. Of course, he talks about boxing and MMA. And, of course, there's No Holds Barred on Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 in the Eastern time zone. No Holds Barred talks MMA, a little pro wrestling as well with Dr. Mike Lano and Pedro Fernandez. So straight up, there's your radio schedule as far as MMA and wrestling is concerned. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Unbelievable.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.